Ah, look, the Freemason cup. You all see the sun, the rising sun. You know, Amun Ra. And a circle for the compass. You make a circle with the compass. And the L for Leclerc. Just like the general Leclerc, he was actually a French general. He was an aristocrat, the haute cloque. So the L is a square. So everyone who is initiated, they all read square and compass. And unfortunately, I think it was on my Gure channel, so it's gone. But I made a film once. I went to a important Templars commandery with chapel and everything, and a real big one. The Templars commandery of Rue. Maybe you can find it. And there were all cameras in the forest and all that. And security guards with off-road vehicles and all that. I didn't see them though. I talked to somebody who told me about that. And I saw the cameras in the forest. And that belongs to Madame Leclerc. You know, it's all Freemasonry. You know, they come out of the Knights Templars. It's a nice cup though. I like it, you know. Especially here, the blue inside is beautiful, nicely made. But just give it to the people working there. It's nice, here you can put a spoon in here. I don't have a spoon, put a key in there. Nice. Hey? Yeah. The key to the lodge. So this used to be the fireplace. Maybe the house was 100 or 200 years old, I don't know. So you see, so the person that must have been living here before once could have very well have been a Freemason. Because I see the concept of three, the three squares. And the concept of three is the compass. And a square is the concept of four. So all Freemasons, they see immediately square and compass. But I suppose there have been many people living here over the years, so who knows? It's a funny floor as well. Not sure. Then the toilet has Freemason large checkerboard configuration. Sorry. And there's several things that might give a clue, you know, so let's shit on them, eh? Shitload coming up, Freemasons. So Freemasons, put your umbrella corporation umbrellas with the red Templar cross, well you can put them up, eh, because there's a whole shitload coming up your way, eh? Shit raining down on your umbrella corporation umbrellas, eh? Of that film Resident Evil. It's not a coincidence they put a Templar's cross on it, eh? Like this here. And that here. Chances are very, very low that this is a coincidence. Very low. Looks like marble. Look at that, eh? That's marble. Fantastic. Now what's this? Yeah. I see there are lots of houses as well. Yeah. Whee! look, the Umbrella Corporation, right? It's an octagon, red and white, Freemasons, Templars, hey? Oh my. Android. Oh, look at that, even the children's room, look at that. Freemason Checkerboard Corporation. Configuration, what's wrong today? The compass, there's a square next to each other, square and compass. Look at that. Children already get, you know, sucked into that. Probably something with the number is wrong. Why this number? 3V. Oh, the temple is V. 3 for the concept of 3. 8 for octagon. 1, 6. Oh. It's not by accident. It isn't. What about that one? 4N125. Another 4. It's sick. It's so sick. Look at them. It's absolutely sick. What's it doing? Another one? Well, it's nothing to do with the taxi. Taxi to hell, eh? Grab a taxi to hell. 1C145. That's all over. I have to tell the poor guy where I'm staying, eh? So he knows. I already showed you the doorknob. I'll show it again, so I got it in this video. Yeah, look at the doorknob. It is in a sun hieroglyph, as you can see that. And the doorknob itself, nice and golden. It's in a it's an octagon form. Have a look at the floor again. You know? So there is a circle here. And every time it's this symbol. One time, you know, with a circle, and then it repeats all the time here, you know. But this is the, so it is a cross with a circle in the middle for the compass, and there are four around it, you know, the concept of four, which is the square. They're all like in sort of octagons here, you know, like in an octagon. It looks a little bit like a Templar's cross, eh? So this was the nearest he could get, like, to a Templar's cross, right? My friend here, well, he doesn't know it. He's only been here since 4 months, so he doesn't know it. So I have to tell him, eh? He's a communist. He was in the workers' union. The good thing is he's living his communism in daily life, like share, you know, share with others. Not what they made out of communism when they got infiltrated by Pharaoh and Swissy with Lenin 20 years living in Switzerland. Ah, now I see it. Look at them. The whole line here, you know, it's full of triangles and squares. The triangle is the concept of 3 and the square is the concept of 4. There you go, in blue and white. White for the New World Order and blue for the war. So the square is in blue because we are the square down the pyramid, the hierarchy of the pyramid. We are the lowest one, so we wage their wars for them. And this is the side of the pyramid, the hierarchy themselves, the New World Order, the ones who are ruling today. It says it's square and compass all over. Huh? I knew there was something, huh? There's a lot actually. So the post, absolutely Freemasonry, no doubt at all. But this is probably has been made like 100 years ago or more, in the 20s or something, 1920, you know. So this person who made it probably never thought about, this is old, but this is not that old, it's plastic. It is not very old. Probably the owner of the house as well, you know. It is plastic, look at them. Yeah. So, weird stuff, you know, under our noses, weird stuff is going on, folks. And it's real, like, the enemy within is here. I definitely have to tell my friend about that, hey? Oh, look at them. Only the red is missing. Well, it's only the New World Order, you know. Freemasonry is only the New World Order. There's no red. Ah, look at that. There's a red cupboard here. Yeah, for the shoes, you know. Like to wipe your ass off on it off, like off on it. You know, that's why they, you know, they don't like the Old World Order, eh? The Mason boys. You know, if a house like this, you know, like 100 years ago, if it was in the hands of a Freemason, just like the Freemason castles of Dutroux and Fourniret, And this is old, you know, nobody has the money for marble anymore, right? It's all been replaced by plastic. Concrete, like here. Yeah. If it's once like the castles of Dutroux and Fourniret, the pharaonic child rapist, Freemasons, if it's once in the hand of a Freemason, it will stay in the hands of a Freemason. That's why this is old, and the other, and that one too, it's old. And this is new. It's very new. It's not even from the 60s. This is like, might be only 10 years ago. So it's still in the hands of the Freemasons. The owner is a Freemason. You know, I mean, why do we white in the toilet? Look at that, you know, everybody's pissing on it, eh? Especially my friend here when he's get drunk, eh? Yeah. So your Freemasons, put up your umbrella corporation. Shitload is coming up, eh, by Homie Ross. And the rest coming down on you. And that stuff too is new. You know, they didn't even do that in the 60s nor the 70s. Well, maybe the 80s, you know. But it's new. Huh? And in the room where I'm at, now I understand it. Yeah. This stuff drives me crazy sometimes, you know, looking at it in the morning. Yeah. It's the same as on the pyramid of Le Louvre. Right, look at that. It's a whole lot of triangles. You can, you know, this is like a hexagon. And if you look at them in a certain way, see, you know, you'll see a box. I can't even see it now. You must be in a, like in a dream. Half dream, you know, dreamy, like, you know, like waking up, staring at it, you know, like, oh, you know, what's happening, eh? It's all magic. I can't see it anymore now. If you look at it in a certain way, you see a box, you can see a whole lot of things in it, you know, it's really, it's psychologic. Oh, here's the box, look, you see it in a, like a box. You have to look at it in a, like a 3D box, the cube. Yeah. See the cube here? It's a cube in the middle. If you see the hexagon, and you look at the point here, which is the one of the corners of that cube, as I saw in Belgium, big cube. I see that everywhere. So imagine me waking up like here in the morning. Yeah. Orange, House of Orange. Yeah, well, I'm under their noses and they don't know it. Well, maybe they probably know it. And this stuff is new. I mean, it looks horrible. I can do this, you know. It's only because they're related to Freemasons. That's why they do it. And so this is fairly new. This is, what I say. 10 years old, or even less. The paint job looks new. So you see the old Freemason stuff down there, the new Freemason stuff. So it's always in the hand of Freemasons, you know, they're in their lodges. Oh, well, you know, you want to buy my house or my castle, you can, you know, we can do some kiddies, eh? Gosh, man. It takes time, even for me, it takes bloody time. I've been here 2 weeks almost. It takes time to see her. It takes years. It takes a lifetime. Some people, they don't work it out in one lifetime and 10 generations. Dumb slaves. You know, I feel like Kevin alone at home, like in that film. Right? Even Trump is in it, you know that? He played in it. And the kid who played it ended up as a drug addict. Well, anyway, let's not talk about the reality now and talk about the film. I feel like bloody Kevin alone at home. You know, you shouldn't do that, you know, because I take the whole house apart. I take it all apart. Believe me. Homie Kevin alone at home. I take it all apart. Gangsters. I take the whole house apart. Kevin alone at home. You know, normally I do this outside. you know, walk around and see all the shit. Castles, take the castles apart. But as I don't feel like going out, you know, I've been inside for 2 weeks. I just walk around here and see all the things and take the house apart instead of taking the outside apart. Yeah, same thing really. Only less tiring. Don't have to walk that far because it's everywhere. Don't have to walk that far. It's under your bloody noses, people. So my friend here, a forest company, he was the whole weekend in Germany working for French or Jap company or something. So I asked him to bring some Leberwurst from Germany and some real German heavy Sauerdesenbrot bread. Very heavy. It's not with yeast, but something else. I love this stuff. Yeah. So I immediately, when I opened the bread, I saw this. Kaufland. You think it's a K? No. It's a square and compass. You see the triangle for the concept of three, and the square for the square. And all the whole thing is in a square, with a Swiss cross in the middle in it as well. And the whole thing in a square. Right, in red and white, the Pharaonic colors. Here too, on the Leberwurst, Hausmacher Leberwurst. And here. And even here on the black and white coffee. Black and white as in the toilet, right? And you can ask yourselves, why is this S coming out of the coffee bean, right? It's all the same, right, people? Dumb slaves. Yeah, this one too. Look, I asked him for some Malzbier, but he lost the paper, so he came back with this here. As I stopped drinking alcohol since 2 months now, you know, to test my strength of will. Well, here you can see the concept of three, of course, right? And it also looks like the Fleur de Lis here. You can see the Templar's V in the middle. There are four hands for the concept of four, you know, like in Uno pro omnibus, omnes pro uno, all for one and one for all. Work all together, Templars in the V, all the hands together, like the Freemason hand. And it's got like on each side, like of this thing here, three leaves on it for the concept of three. But okay, you can also count them together like six, so. But I suppose it's supposed to be like three. And here this thing is almost like an oval. And the whole thing is like in a coat of arms. So, it's like this, you know. Like the black and white whiskey or the black and white here, you know. They all know it. This here is a reference to here, to Freemason Lodge. Yeah, we're just there, slaves. Well, anyway, I'm going to enjoy this real German bread. I haven't eaten that in, bloody hell, more than 10 years, huh? But I would have loved my Malzbier with it. Deutsches Sauerdesenbrot, Hausmacher Leberwurst, and Malzbier. Fantastic, but no Malzbier. So then I just rolled this out, I opened it here. To get the Leberwurst out. And you see cheese here with three dots in it for the concept of three. They're really overdoing it, you know. And here it says, Für Sie backen wir mehrmals täglich frisch. Oh, Aromapack für besten Geschmack. Oh, they even rhyme. That's fantastic. How nice are they with us, hey? Fantastic, you know. We can all be happy. And what is this? Is this octagonal, this one? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No, it's more. I think it's about 10. No, it is octagonal. No? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 9. Well, it looks like 9. Weird. Yeah, well, the 9 original gods of Egypt, the 9 original Templars, and so forth. Also, ihr Deutsche, ihr weißt, wer den Feind ist. Schau den Film Das Schweizer Biest, Basislage des Teufels. Die Pharaonen ist der Feind, mit ihrer Basislage die Schweiz. Du, wach doch auf. So, here again on the Deutsche Leberwurst. Already filmed you this one here. That was the first layer when you get it out. Then you get to the second layer. You got this here, look. So you all see the oval, like in the Oval Office, which is part of the Vesica Capiscus. You know, the circles like getting together, like Audi cars, all the logos. It's always in the logos, right? So in the fish, there are 4 items in the oval of the fish. Eh? There are 3 lines for the concept of 3, plus the dot for the eyes makes 4 for the concept of 4. And don't you think this is a coincidence, people? Because it's not. And even the lines of the fish are part of an oval, of another oval or a circle. All the Christians like cheering now and say, oh, no, 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 this is the sign of the early Christianity. During the Roman days, it's the ictus, the Greek ictus. They put it everywhere on the walls. But this sign, you know, it comes from the Masons, you know. It's the state church of Rome, okay, and all that. It's all masonry. The whole idea, you know, Christians are the biggest killers in history. You can't deny it. It's a historical fact. In 2 world wars, and look at the Civil War in America, 300,000 people dead. They were all Christians. They were all praying, and you know, before having a scoff here, going to church and getting baptized. All of them were Christians. They did all what you have to do to be a Christian. And they all murdered and massacred each other, right, in 2 world wars. Christianity is Freemasonry. It's all the same, and you can see it here. This is the proof. Ictus is a part of the Vesica Piscis. It's a bad idea, you know, like turning the other cheek. I always say, I won't forget my friends, and I won't forget my enemy. Like an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Eh, Swissy? Because the government is like that as well. The authorities, you know, so why be like, oh, you know, I will turn the other cheek, you know, and it's not allowed to kill, no, the 10 commandments and all that. No, that's all pharaonic laws, it is. It won't work. The only thing that worked was what the Vandals did and ransacked Rome. This is Freemasonry, you know, to keep us down. And more people died because of all this here. Ictus, my arse. What a misery. This is this. Concept of 3 and the concept of 4. Eh? Kaufland. In Templar's colors. And this is in blue. The war colors. With this, with all these lovely ideas, they're waging wars upon us and our children to make good slaves out of us. Oh, I could rant on about this for hours. No, I'm not going to do it. See this film, you know, the Confederatia Helvetica. The whole thing is a load of camel shit. What do you think they put the camel in the pyramids on it, eh? Since 1913, just before the First World War, right? It's all pharaonic stuff. How many pyramids? Oh, look at behind it, all the How many trees? Oh. Four altogether? Well, not obvious. What's that? Why is it? Oh, it's not a real camel. But anyway, pyramids and camel shit, eh? And that's you, homie. That's how you're going to end up. Finished. It's gone, eh? And no celestial, divine celestial help coming up, eh? Just... The machine that goes ping. Not anymore. Like, even here it says on the ironing table, yeah. He always eats here, then falls asleep in front of the TV, gets a couple of beers down, pizza, cake, and go to sleep. Well, it's not about that. Look at the ironing table. Here's the square, right? As in the square and compass, which is the concept of four, the four angles in it, four sides, and it goes over, look at that, it goes over into the concept of three, the compass, the circle. You get dizzy when you look at this, huh? Yeah. With a compass you can make a circle. So this means from master to slave, and from slave to master. Well, that makes you dizzy. The whole idea makes me dizzy. From master to slave. This is what the world is, our world, this is what humanity is. From slave to master. Fantastic, isn't it? It's all right under our noses, people. And they get a boner out of this stuff, I tell you. It's completely sick. And people don't know it. They don't understand it. Okay? From master to slave. Look at that. Wow, that makes me dizzy. And from slave to master. Now the concept of three is the pyramid, because it's 60 degrees in the symbol, the square and compass. And the square is the base of a pyramid. That's us. We're down at the hierarchy. At the side of the pyramid, it's with the top on it, that's them, right? It's all in black and white. It's in the Freemason Lodge, as in the toilet. Everything is in the toilet. Tits up in the toilet. Everything goes down in the toilet, I tell you. And people are happy, you know, they got a car, they got their beer to drink, you know, they got the pizza, the TV, and sleep, and then go back to work. People are happy. And then you die, and that was it, right? That was it. Nothing more. Well, I had a good time, you know, and yeah, I saw some stuff, and I collected a lot of materials, and I shagged a lot of women, like, you know. And that was it. And then you die, you know. It's the life of a slave, eh? And it's so camouflaged, they're afraid of the Germanic tribes, I tell you, the only ones who ransacked Rome, and it's still Rome. Bloody hell, eh? This is miserable, it makes me sick. That makes you sick, eh? Look at the angle here and the... Even the angle here is between the circles is 90 degrees, eh? And even squares in the... Oh, I've never I've seen this, right? And they know it, people. They know it. They perfectly know it. Wow, and then they're so happy. Oh, look at what I did. They're talking in the Freemason Lodge. Wow, you're so intelligent. Wow. Give you the next rank in the Freemasonry because of making this table here, right? Wow. So, there you are, you dumb slaves. Wakey wakey, you dumb slaves. Almost looks like the American flag here, right? Dumb. Really dumb. What is it? 52 states. 5 plus 2 is 7. The holy number. The concept of 3 and 4 together, right? How about the 13 stripes? Everybody knows it. In the Templars' colors, hey? 13 in the Templars. Friday the 13th. That's why there are 13 stripes in the American flag. In the Templars' colors, red and white. And blue for the wall, hey? The pyramid. 7. The holy number of the pyramid. As in Baphomet. The soul arrives in the pyramid. Oh, you're not going to get my soul, eh? For whatever. And be careful, people, like, you know, going in the church and give your soul to any of the guy in the sandals or whatever. Because a whole lot of other stuff coming in. You never know what's coming in, eh? How do you know what's coming in? Well, it's a good idea, but how do you know what's coming in? No? Incoming! Incoming! Get on your knees! Incoming! Sort of like that. A lot of incoming. Here too, the longer I look at it, the more incoming I get. So I better shut it down, eh? No more incoming. Let's have some outcoming, eh? No, not coming out, all that, not that, oh, what did I say? I didn't mean to say that, I'm sorry. Oh, it's horrible, you can't even use normal words anymore, they hijacked all our words. What a misery, bloody misery it all is. There's even the concept of three and the bear, and it's the vertical rule for the old world's order, to bear or not to bear. Oh, really? Oh, that's funny, huh? So, Shakespeare was, as we know now, he was one of them, eh? It's again a reference, you know, to the enemy within, you know. Concept of three, Shakespeare, Freemason, eh? Well, is it clear or is it not clear? And look, looks like Donald Trump hiding behind a beer glass with the concept of three for the masters, eh? The vertical rule as he is. Look at my film about his genealogy, which is the old world order, you know, like the three vertical lines here. I'm trying to hide behind a beer glass. We see you, Donald. Why the hiding? Because that's what Freemasons do, eh? You dirt devil. Part of a vacuum cleaner. You dirt devil. You're hiding. You're telling us lies. Well, they're all the same, people. Look, that's why it shows an oval here. It even says shaman. Right? It's the shamans, it's all from Egypt. All the wizards. Hey, you shaman trying to hide your wizard. Hey? Here it's like the square at the side, the concept of four, here the concept of three, here's also a square in it. Hey, Donald, giving the same Freemason hand all the time like Merkel is doing, hey? I'll show that in a minute, always doing it. I can see you, Donald, you're not going to hide behind the concept of three, Donald, the masters. I can see you. Get out of there, Donald. You dirt devil. I see your tail sticking out as well, eh? Stop hiding behind the concept of three, Donald. I can see you. Oh, now I know why you're hiding. You're afraid of the dirt devil, eh? I'm gonna suck your wig off. Eh? No, don't worry, I'm not gonna do anything to you. Eh? Don't call the FBI, Donald. I'm not coming with the vacuum cleaner. Eh? Eh? Oh, I don't like that sound. It makes me scared. Oh, I need a reaper. It's like a reaper coming out of the sky. I'm so scared. Yeah. Wow. Dirt devil, eh? Looks like Fred Flintstone. Oi, Bonnie, he's got three eyes. Look at the alien. You little dirt devil, you are.
I'm gonna tell you. I'm hiding. Well, don't tell anyone, eh? I'm hiding because the Americans are getting quite desperado. You know, and they've got a lot of guns. So I have to give them something. Tavistock in London by my royal family. They told me I have to do it like this. Give the Americans a lot of things they want, like a wall and, you know, send a reaper over in Iran and all these things so they love me. That's what Tavistock in London told me, the Royal Tavistock. You see, that's why I'm hiding. Because the Americans have a lot of guns, you know. Like the, and they also have the First and Second Amendment, which we don't like at all. We made a mistake giving that to them, eh? I have to get rid of the Second Amendment, and then the First Amendment will follow all by itself. We're going to use FockTube for that as well. So, but yeah, but don't tell anybody, hey?
Desperados, don't believe in the lies. Don't believe the Red House of Pharaoh. Don't do that. Don't believe him. Looks like the Fleur de Lis with a big obelisk in the middle.
Oh, obelisk. Where obelisk? Oh, I love the obelisk. Oh, it's beautiful. When I wake up in my White House and I look outside having me coffee, oh, reminds me back home at the River Nile. Oh, I love the obelisk, eh? An obelisk or not an obelisk?
Oh, please don't tell anyone. That's why I'm hiding behind the glass and the concept of three.
Yeah, look, he has a red tie for the old world order. You know, the vertical rule, where he comes from. They're giving messages through the ties. Yeah, see? All the same lineage, eh? Like this guy here, all pharaohs. Actually, I was the person who found this picture, I don't know, 10 years ago. I had it on my channel, Gure. My film is gone. You know, FockTube took it off. But even in a British newspaper last year or 2 years ago, they had it in a newspaper, a big, I think the Daily Mirror. If you look it up in Google, like Hitler Freemason, just like this Freemason here with his red tie, of course. This is also a red tie man here, this one here. Red swastikas and all that. And my film is gone, but a couple of people, they still have it on YouTube, but you have to dig a little bit. And I'm very glad a lot of people took it over, you know. Because I know these things and I saw it in a film. So I took a screenshot and I filmed it. And it's all the same. You know, he's doing the same thing as Trump, as Merkel, doing the oval. Because like in the hand, it shows an oval, like the Oval Office.
It's the Vesica Piscis. It means one for all and all for one, doing the oval. Eh? They're all doing the oval, eh? The oval guys. Like, imagine this homie here coming home at, you know, at night to his model, and you know, she's asking him, "Are you dang, Donald? You had a good day in the office?" "Well, no, I didn't actually. It was oval. I meant to say it was awful." "Ah, why do I say oval? An oval day at the office. Well, it's, you know, sometimes I make a slip of the tongue, eh?" "Oh, that's all right, honey. No problem, eh?" "I make you a good dinner and then we have some fun together." "Oh, yeah, the oval again."
So even the iron here, look, it's got two ovals in it, you see? Making another sort of oval. Why make an hole like this, people? Look, and this is what I'm about, you know? From slave to master. So you take the iron, you're going from master to slave, and back from slave to master, you know? I'm going like this, okay, with a smooth movement, you know? And these guys are perfectionists, you know, this is why they, in their lies, perfectionists in the lie, like the Swiss, they're very precise in the denial, they're not very precise in the admittance of their crimes. So in their lies, you know, they're very precise and they think of everything, from master to slave, and from slave to master. Wow, what a movement, wow, give me a hard one on it, eh? From master to slave, and from slave to master. They're sick, they think about everything. You know, just like Standartenführer Karl Jäger, you know, of the SS Einsatzgruppen. He wrote everything down, 400,000 people they murdered. They think of every tiny detail, like a Swiss watch. It's all the same, that's why it's the precision of the Swiss watch and all that. From master to slave, and from slave to master. From master giving the orders to slave, and the slave paying 60% taxes back to the master. Master is happy, and the master to slave. This is what it's about, yeah? It is from master to slave, look, and from slave to master. More happy humanity. What does humanity do? You know, they watch sports on TV, get some booze, you know. It's okay to drink, you know, but I mean, if it's only that, it must be something next to it as well. Should use it as a for some more inspiration. What's that monkey doing on there? The lock. Probably has a meaning as well. Looks like Trump again. Yeah. Well, yeah. Humanity, right? It's gonna get hot, humanity. Be aware, it's gonna get hot. Georgia Guidestones coming up. They're gonna flatten us all. They're gonna spread us all out, you know? Bend over and spread it all out. And it's going to get hot, people. But not for these ones. It's not going to get hot for these ones. Only for these ones. And no invisible powers in the sky is going to help you. Praying won't help. Hoping won't help. Use your head. That will help. And do something. Forget about, you know, like somebody's gonna help you. Nobody's gonna help you. We have to help each other. And the whole movement, I tell you, from my masters, feels like an obelisk, upper arses, you know, like forward and backwards, in and out. You know, like the one in the Vatican, eh? The hell Vatican, that's the one, you know, with the priest, and our children in their backyards. Forwards and backwards. Or the one in, behind the White House, the pharaonic White House, you know, and the Epsteins and the Weinsteins, all the Stonies. In and out. In and out. Real smoothly and slowly. So we don't even notice it almost, you know, with the lies and the propaganda and the Leni Riefenstahl Nazi propaganda, and in and out. There you go with the obelisk, hey? Well, spread them good and bend over, yeah? From the masters to the slaves, and back from the slave to the masters. Gosh, disgusting, isn't it? You know, like, push and release. Like, have yourself humiliated by the cops all the time. Have your children taken away. You know, push and release. From the masters, push. From the slave, release. You know, have yourself put in prison for nothing. Push and release. You know, have yourself pushed into a war. Push into the war and release with that obelisk, you know, upper asses. And push into the slave here. That's the slave. And release back to the master. Release. You know, humanity, you know. Push humanity and release humanity. That's good. You got this. You got it now, eh? Push and release. In the end, you get real used to it. You know, you've been used to it for 2,000 years. And push and release, you know. The Vandals, you know, were the only ones who stood up, you know, against this push and release. We need the Vandals back and push and release. And get this obelisk out of our asses and push. Well, that's good. You got it now, eh? You're really used to it. Humanity is really used to the push and release. We don't know any better. They got us used to it. They got us even used to it. We think it's normal now. With the newspapers, you read it all the time, like push and release, until it makes you real dizzy and you don't see anymore what's normal and what is not. Push, I tell you. And release, there you go. Oh, that's fine. You got the rhythm now. Push from the masters to the slave, into the slave. And release from the slave back into our masters here. From this, from the square, into the, back to the compass. And from the compass into the square. And push and release. Bye-bye, humanity. You keep on believing or hoping for nothing. Even for the dog food, even the dogs have to get used to it. I'm not even really looking for it. It's just everywhere. I just can't miss it. Look, see the little red square? Right? Red for the old world's order. Lower Egypt, the Per Tasser, the aristocracy. And it's a square, the concept of four. What do you think they do this, eh? Oh yeah, next to the O is like a circle. That's the concept of three. Well, you got all together here, eh? In red and white is the new world's order, you know, of our masters. Why do you think they do this? Look, physio. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm a good slave as well. I'm really innocent. I'm innocent. I sit for our masters. Give a leg, yeah. Dumb slaves. I'm fed up with it. And look, I'm such a good slave. Bye-bye now. Be a good slave like me. no problems in your life. Look at all the red and white squares in there. You know, I'm a good slave. I had a good life. I had no problems at all. I don't want to be a desperados. I don't like that, desperados. I've always been a good slave, you know, my children too. You know, imagine this Freemason, you know, ironing his his Freemason pharaonic cloth, his loin cloth, you know, with all the Freemason stuff on it, just ironing his stuff here, you know. Thinking by himself, oh, I wish, you know, why not put something on the ironing table? Now they all buy it, you know. So you have something to talk about in the Freemason Lodge, you know. How clever they are. They conquered us with the lie. That's their first and biggest arm. Hollywood, the lie, and all this filth in Hollywood, and all this pervertedness, violence. You know, I like to look at the I don't like the pervertedness, I like to look at the violence. Well, don't tell me why, I can't tell you why, really. But, well, I used to look at it. But, for the tension, not because of the violence. And, Now they all have this, you know, the first weapon is the lie. Propaganda, you know, Leni Riefenstahl, Hitler. Swiss police making publicity videos and all that. Now they all buy this, all the Freemasons, you know, and they feel so great. Because this is part of the lie. Nobody sees it. That's their lie. It's invisible, you know. So I make it visible for you folks, right? And they're all saying to each other in the lodge, look, nobody sees it. We're so clever, you know, that we got them by the lie, you know. But they're making more and more mistakes, right? Because they got so arrogant. And then they're talking in the lodge, wow, we got them Europeans by the concept of Christianity. They're completely blocked. They're not going to take their swords out anymore, ever. We made some good slaves of them, ruled by their women, who call up the police, who call us up, you know, when they don't comply with our ideas, right? Our ideas from Master Mason, Malt, to slave. And if they don't comply, call up the police from slave, by your own women. Because they are provided with everything, right? Eve, you're going to lose everything too. It's already lost. To the masters again. Raping our children, sacrifice them, all sort of stuff, right? And then they smile, you know, and oh, I'm a prince, you know, and I'm the queen and the king, right? We have such a nice smile. We're doing like a toothpaste publicity on all the media. They always talk positive things about it, even if we do negative things, right? Because we're the masters to the slaves, hey? And the slaves are really squared in. They don't see it. They're squared in into religion and all the mental boundaries we gave them. And then we round them up. Look. Round them up. And this is how they're gonna end, right? In the end, there's nothing. That was it. Doo.